Welcome once again inside the podcast, episode 36, Sports Talk 101. I'm your host, Jermaine Powell. You doing with my crew, my co-host, my guy, RC. What it do, man?
Man, I'm super amped, man. Super amped. This is going to be a great show.
Man, we got to start in the NBA, man. We got to close out the free agency period. We still got a couple of free agents on the market, but all the big fish have been caught. And we got to start with the biggest fish of them all, man, Kawhi Leonard. Going back to L.A., but not the L.A. that we thinking.
Hey, he's a solid assassin on the court and off the court.
Yeah, you know, he did.
I like it.
Man, I'm telling you, man, honestly, I think the Lakers actually lucked out by not getting him, because now if you look at the additions that they've gotten recently, you got Danny Green, that's going to be great. He should be in a starting spot. You got DeMarcus Cousins, who's going to be out to prove that he can still play in this league. And I think they actually came out better by spreading the money around and going out to Kawhi. As a Laker fan, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, plan B should have been plan A. And sometimes, life just works out that way, where it forces you to do what you should initially done. And I think with Quinn Cook, they assigned a lot of people that work and fit with LeBron James. And I think the Lakers they came out better than that. I mean, even re-signing JaVale McGee, that's a big front line, man. That's dope.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, if you think about it, man, if they would have got Kawhi Leonard, which would have been unprecedented with, man, arguably the top three players in the league, or at least top five, you know, three of them in the league, that would have been great. But what would you have in terms of depth? You know, you wouldn't have had a Danny Green. You wouldn't have probably had a Cousins or any of that. So, like you said, I think Kawhi actually saved the Lakers from themselves in that sense. And I think it worked out even better. And speaking of Kawhi and his new team, the Clippers, man, could you believe Paul George ended up with him in the Clippers? What's up with that?
Well, if we call Paul George, he might be the one person that'll get on this show, because he it don't take much to lure him in to do shit. Like, I'm pretty much convinced that Paul George, he's a true follower in every essence of the word follower. So to see that happen to Russ and the way it went down, Russell Westbrook is learning the hard way about business, the business of basketball. Can't be loyal to a team. And, it's just a difficult situation. But Paul George didn't shock me. It shocked me. I'm going to take that back. It shocked me that it happened, but it don't shock me who's involved. The person that's involved, it don't shock me.
Wow. I mean, and great segue, as you always do, RC, right into his former teammate now, Russell Westbrook, man. What is going on with Russell? Do guys just not want to play with Russell, or is Russell just snake-bitten with some bad luck?
Man, Russell's bitten with the 90s. The 80s and 90s version of basketball is in Russ. And Russ want to stay in one area and win championships. And these guys, they're all about getting the unfair advantage, being on all on one team. So it's a different mindset. Russ is a do-it-all type player, and it just don't mesh with a player that need the ball as well. So actually, I think it isn't so much – he's just stuck in the wrong era of basketball. But he do have to change the way he play, and I think he's going to wise up here soon, because everybody else is – he got to figure out how to play within this new era of basketball and the business side of it as well.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's a good point. And we're gonna touch on a couple other big free agency signings since last time we talked. Jimmy Butler to the Heat. What's your initial take on that one?
He's following Dwayne Wade. He went to Marquette. Then he gets drafted by Chicago. Dwayne Wade comes to visit for a year, and they bond. And then now he's going down to Miami to follow those footsteps. I think that's a good fit for him. I don't know if I really believe that Jimmy Butler is top tier. I think he's like third tier, but he poses as top tier. Second or third tier, but he poses as a top tier player. But he fools gold to me. I don't think he's what he say he is. But, Miami Heat, he'll be like Deion Waiters. You remember Deion Waiters went down there? We heard
Oh, yeah, Deion Waiters, yep. Yeah, that's true. And we got another big two in the East, man. Kyrie and KD.
Well, they've been tied together for the last couple of years. That's why I say we need to start paying attention and listening to Stephen A. and all these guys when we talk about these guys being joined at the hip. They called LeBron 5 years ago, and they called KD two or three years ago with Kyrie. So, it don't shock me. It shocked me that they went to the Nets, but I knew we knew they was going to the Eastern Conference. So It's going to be, once KD come back healthy, that's going to be a great deal duo.
Yeah, man, and another move in the East over there, Boston and Charlotte basically switched point guards. Kemba Walker and Scary Terry changed places. And, man, to be honest with you, just my initial take, I think Boston is going to be a better team now with Kyrie out of town. You add Kemba to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and those guys over there. I think they're going to be actually a better squad.
Yeah, they was ultra-talented. They just injected baby Kobe into that culture, and that didn't work for them. But now that baby Kobe is gone, I think Kemba is unselfish, and he's a Celtic. He just fits with them. That's a great fit. And then with Scary Terry in Chicago and Charlotte, Michael Jordan once again getting leftovers. But I hope this is I just don't understand the whole Charlotte deal. But go ahead.
And we're going to stay in the East, man, for a minute. What in the hell is the Sixers doing signing Al Horford? You let J.J. Redick go and you let Jimmy Butler go. They're a team full of forwards, non-shooting forwards, aren't they?
Well, they got Tobias Harris. They got Al Horford who can stretch and shoot. Ben Simmons, who can't shoot a gun. And Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, he can do his thing. But they're the 76ers, man. We expected too much out of them. They're going to fall back. They're not going to be I don't know, man. I don't know what they did with that roster. They did what the Lakers did with LeBron last year. They put a bunch of players on a team that don't fit. So,
yeah, that was kind of shocking to me, man. And we're going to switch over to the West to another surprise signing, man, that nobody saw coming. Nobody, none of the experts was even talking about it. You got D'Angelo Russell going to the Warriors, man, after they lose KD. How shocked were you to see that?
So, man, let me tell you, that's a team. That's like giving a person who collect gun a gun for a present. You know, a person who collect guns and say, hey, here's your Christmas present. Here's another gun. So you got three shooters, and they added Willie Cauley-Stein, still with Draymond Green and Looney. And they drafted well with the kid out of Michigan that can shoot it. So they're going to be fine. They know how to win. And I think people are sleeping on them. So they need to keep their eyes on Golden State.
Yeah, man. I really think so too. But staying in the Western Conference, man, we're gonna get back into this Lakers Clippers, which is finally a rivalry, man. When the Clippers have been to the playoffs, I think the last 4 out of 5 years that the Lakers haven't been. So the Clippers kind of been the team, but hey, it's still a Laker town. Everybody know that. But these two teams have never been like good at the same time to really have a rivalry. But now I think we finally got one, and I want to get into breaking down a little bit about the potential matchups and who do you see actually running L.A. We're going to start with your Lakers, man, with the new addition that you got. Talk about a little bit about the lineup and what you expect from them out of this year.
Well, I think just looking at the roster, and we're not done signing players, so a possibility you may see Carmelo Anthony and a few more pieces come in. But looking at the roster as set right now, I think you'll see LeBron play point. He won't play it all year, but he will run point. But my starting lineup, you saying what a starting lineup would look like?
Yeah, what do you think your starting lineup would look like?
I would start Rondo at the point. I would let LeBron play the two, Kuzma at my three, AD at four, and maybe JaVale or either Boogie at my five. And then with the Clippers, you'll see Patrick Beverly at the one. You'll see Kawhi. I think they'll play Paul George at the two, Kawhi at the three, Harrell at the four, and Zubac at the five. Now, I'm going to say this. The Clippers are built to beat the Lakers. The Lakers are building to win a championship. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Because after you get past the starting five, they don't have a bench.
No.
You know, like, and I post this on my Facebook. They got a killer who's wounded because we know Kawhi is dragging his leg. And the rest of them guys, you know, they're going to do what they do, but they don't scare me. And the mismatch, if we're rolling the ball out, the mismatch is can Harrell guard AD? And if LeBron is running the point, will Patrick Beverly go down and do what KD did to Patrick Beverly and shoot over him? That's going to be the key.
And yeah, because right now. With Boogie.
If Boogie's on the floor too, if he's trying to prove that he's the Boogie of old, Zubac is barbecue chicken.
That's true, man. And you were talking about the bench of L.A. Right now. They may have a few more signings up their sleeve, but the bench, you're looking at Lou Williams, which is a great player off the bench. You got Landry Shamet, Jerome Robinson, Rodney Magruder, Terrence Mann, Mo Harkless. And that's about it. Like you said, other than Lou Williams is the only really proven guy on there. I mean, Mo Harkless is going to give you some good tough minutes. But like you said, nobody really just jumps out and scares you at that lineup. But far as like L.A., man, I'm excited. We finally got a rivalry in L.A., a battle for Staples Centers. And how do you see it, you know, playing out with the four regular season matchups this year?
I honestly believe that the Lakers and the Clippers, it can go either way. It depends on the really deciding factor, how motivated is LeBron James? Because if LeBron James is motivated, and we've seen him when he's motivated,
right,
the Clippers are they're in trouble, because I feel like Paul George is the weak link. I say that out of all due respect, that I know he's a great player, but we act like this roster that the Lakers have don't have Kyle Kuzma. And, you know, Kyle Kuzma's a dog. So I really feel like the Clippers and the Lakers, until we actually see them play, it's going to depend on how motivated LeBron is and how motivated are the Clippers are. Are they just trying to beat the Lakers? Because if they're just trying to beat the Lakers,
right,
the Western Conference is loaded. And you got to keep your eyes on everybody else besides the Lakers.
It is loaded, man. It really is. And then we talked about Westbrook a little earlier. I'm going to go back to him and it's probably a done deal. Several outlets are reporting that they probably will move on from Westbrook, which it really makes sense, because in the West and the way teams are stacking up now, you're not going to win with just him. And being in a small market in OKC, you were able to pull off some trades, but you never kept anybody there. So it probably makes sense with the amount of money that he is owed to actually move on from Westbrook. And if that's the case, where do you see him going?
Now, listen to this now. Jalen Rose, I always run around here talking about 99.9. I'm going to pull a Jalen Rose. This time, I want to be a part of the Fab Five. I'm going to be Jimmy Ray Jackson. I'm going to be Jimmy King or Ray Jackson.
Yeah, nobody here about him no more.
Right. So, Chicago, New York, and my third location will be Los Angeles. And I'm going to tell you why. All summer long, Russell Westbrook been hanging around LeBron James. You never see them together, but this summer, even at the end of the basketball season, I thought maybe he was going to be in Space Jam, but they were showing, you know, they taking pictures together, they eating dinner together. So everybody that's listening to this podcast, how in the world are the Lakers going to pull off a trade for Russell Westbrook? How did they do it for AD? How did they do it for AD? You sign up all these players that you have now, and right now, Oklahoma City probably going to take draft picks. I don't think they can get any more draft picks than they got from the Clippers. But really, they're going to try to unload him. But I think he finds his way to Los Angeles, whether it be with the Clippers or the Lakers. But he'll find his way to Los Angeles. Something's going to – another domino.
Is that 99.9?
And I don't – No. Hell no. It ain't 99.9. Now, it's 99.9 that he may end up in Chicago or New York. But Los Angeles, that's just me saying California kid, just fit and location, you know, just saying if he has any choice, if he has any input on where he goes, if he do the same thing Paul George and go to the office and say, hey, look, front office and say, hey, look, man, y'all send me home, man. Because everybody in the NBA, that's the thing. Everybody wants to go home. I don't understand it. So I can't see that. I saw Houston, but I don't understand the whole Houston thing.
Yeah, especially with CP3 being there. I don't know how they're going to do that. And him and CP3, him and James Harden would be just a disaster. But, that's the thing. I think if OKC get rid of him, because the guy's been a loyal guy since he's been there, upstanding or whatever, I think they'll do right by him and try to send him to where he wants to be or to some type of contender. I don't think they would just send him to Siberia or somewhere, but a lot of talk has been made about him going to the Heat, possibly with Jimmy Butler. They have the cap space to absorb him, and I could actually see that one with Jimmy Butler, a big two.
Yeah, and I love.
Oh my God! Yes,
NBA right now the league is the the whole Kawhi move balanced that thing out, and Kevin Durant and all that. It worked out, man.
And speaking of parity, what happens with the Raptors now? You got two of the big pieces from last year, Kawhi and Danny Green, are gone. I mean, they still have a very talented team, but do you think they still, you know, is the best team in the East right now?
Hell no, they are now the Vancouver Grizzlies. They went back, like. Hey, that wasn't shit before he got there. They're going to go back to what they were before he got there was a team that was – they couldn't get over the hump. And it wasn't so much that they weren't good. They just wouldn't – they didn't put any fear in anybody. If they'd have, say right. they would have got past LeBron James any of those 3 years and they'd have had to play the Golden State Warriors, they'd have got swept, bro. They weren't really that good. So they're going back to being what they were, and that's just
and yeah, injuries team, like you were talking about the Golden State Warriors. Injuries play a part of you know any game, and we all know that. No excuses, because next man up. But do you really honestly believe that Toronto would have beat the Golden State Warriors had KD and Klay been healthy the whole series?
Ain't no way in hell. And they struggle with beating them injured. They had to play perfect to beat them injured. So
hey, let's be no honest. Say if therefore, they hit that last shot in game six. They would have went to a game seven. Now, they may still would have lost, but an injured team would have pushed them to seven games. So, yeah, man, yeah. I mean, they called a break, but, hey, they won it. Injuries are a part of the game, and, you know, you can't take nothing away from them on that aspect. But speaking of free agency, as we get ready to wrap the free agency part up, man, it was a lot of sneaky good signings that's making this, like you said, balancing this thing out. Giving us more parity. And another under the radar signing, man, did you see Whiteside from the Heat go over to the Blazers?
Yeah, man, they have a big front line. The same type of, they have the size, their front line looks like Los Angeles front line, the Lakers front line. So I think Portland is quietly every year adding nice pieces to that roster. So
then you got Utah that made some great little sneaky good signings. They got Bojanovic from the Pacers, and then they got Mike Conley, you know, which is no scrub, that came over from the Grizzlies. Man, in Utah is looking pretty good too. So, I mean, it's just a lot of good signings. You got Brogdon that came over from Milwaukee down to the Pacers. And like you said now, man, you can almost just look at every team and find some type of star or find a reason to watch them. League pass should be the most ever purchased this year.
it's reminding me of the 90s, where you can go to even the Milwaukee Bucks in the 90s, where you can go to that team and you can see Ray Allen's of the world. You can go everywhere and you just saw, you know, the Knicks had the Ewings and the Bulls had the Jordan Bulls and Pippen Bulls, and you know, Charlotte had Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning. Everywhere you went, you had at least two right. players. And if you look at it, that's what the NBA is.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm loving it, too. The parity is definitely there. You know, for the last couple of years, you had the Warriors and the Cavs, and seemed like they played for a damn decade. But, you know, now we're just moving on to where you just got different people. And I'm with you, man. And speaking of some new people, man, we got to talk about the debut of two of the most heralded rookies in a while, R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson. Although it did get cut short by an earthquake, but – what was your initial thoughts on RJ and Zion?
Zion did what Zion do. The one play that I saw that really embodies who he is and what he's going to be is when he took Chris,
oh my God,
I think his name,
Kevin
Chris
Knox.
Soul? I think that's his name. He took Kevin Knox. Chris Kevin, whoever the hell he is. Chuck Knox. He took his soul. And when he dunked the basketball, automatically I said, he has arrived. He is the version. He is this version with a 2019 version of Charles Barkley. More athletic. He's physical. And he brings that passion. And there's nobody in the league as physical as he is. I don't think I've seen another kid this dominant besides Shaquille O'Neal.
And keep
that's
in
a high
mind,
praise right there.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
With RJ Barrett.
Go ahead with Barrett, man. I got to hear what you got to say on this one. Go ahead.
I've seen that before. That ain't Andrew. That's a Canadian. Andrew Wiggins 2.0. Seen that. I'm not impressed with RJ Barrett. I've just I've seen that before.
Wow, and keep in mind the play that you were talking about with Zion just ripped the ball from him and gorilla dunked on him. Keep in mind, Kevin Knox was a rookie last year, but he played pretty much the whole year for the Knicks. I mean, he took that from him like that was an eighth grader. Right. I mean, he just snatched it from him and then just dunked it. That's when I was like, you know, as a Pelican fan, man, I'm excited. He got to get in shape. First of all, he's out of shape or whatever, but they'll get him back right. And like you said, man, just can't wait for the season to start. And R.J. Barrett, he struggled, but as R.C. said, he's calling him Wiggins 2.0, huh?
Right, Wiggins
that's
2.0.
That's actually not a good thing.
That's who it is, Andrew Wiggins.
Wow. Well, look, R.C., we're going to play a little game right now. I'm going to put you on the spot. We're going to go from the NBA playoffs last year. You had eight teams in the Eastern Conference that made it, and eight teams in the Western Conference. We're going to play a game. I'm going to name all eight teams from each conference, and we're going to play in or out. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Put your name on it, as they say. Put your name on it. And podcast listeners, take a screenshot, write it down, record it, because we're going to get back at RC when the prediction go wrong. All right, we're going to start over in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
Orlando Magic, this year's playoff, in or out?
They made the playoffs last year. I say they build on this. I say they in it.
Oh, Orlando Magic in it. No really significant pieces. They had Markelle Fultz. I don't know when the hell if he ever going to play again. you still got the dunker down there. You got, what's his name, Aaron down there. Who else? Aaron Gordon. You re-signed Vucevic.
They didn't really need to do anything. They made the playoffs with what they had, so they remained.
Okay, RC got them in. Detroit Pistons, in or out? They added Derrick Rose. In.
They'll get in. It's the Eastern
Okay, so both of them are still in. RC don't have anybody different yet. Indiana Pacers should have Victor Oladipo coming back, in or out?
Losing Brogdon gonna hurt, but losing Bogdanovic is gonna hurt. But Nate McMillan is quietly doing a great job as usual. So I see them getting
Wow, so you got the playoffs looking the same so far. Brooklyn Nets with two big additions, although we won't see KD this upcoming season, but we will see DeAndre Jordan and Kyrie Irving. Brooklyn Nets still in or out?
Lord, Kyrie got this team was pretty good without Kyrie. I'm gonna say they get in. I say Kyrie gets it together.
I gotta agree with that one too. Toronto Raptors, in or out?
I say they coming out, man. This is gonna be tough because I'm gonna tell you why. They didn't replace. They lost. They're without Danny Green. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, and DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any one of those guys there. So I say they're coming out. They'll be the first NBA Finals champion not to make it back to the playoffs.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's a record or anything, but you got to replace him. I don't think Pascal Siakam is the next. He's a second tier player. He's not a superstar yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, and that's who they is building their team around, rumor has it. So the 3 seed from last year, Philadelphia 76ers, in or out?
Philly stays in. It's the
Yeah,
Eastern
I agree. I think Philly stay in, too. Tobias Harris bringing him back was a big sign, and although they lost a few key pieces, but I still think they got enough in, like you say, in the Eastern Conference. Boston Celtics, the new-look Boston Celtics, they were the 4 seed last year, in or out?
They're in, and they'll be the number one.
Boston will be number one. Y'all put RC to put his name on it, man. And the formal number one seed of last year, Milwaukee Bucks, in or out?
Let me go back. I forgot all about Giannis. Wait a minute. Hey, and Kobe challenged Giannis to win the MVP, and he did. Now he's challenging him to get a championship and win MVP as well, finals MVP. So I'm going to say they're going to be the number one seed. They'll get in. Boston will be the number two seed. My bad, Giannis.
So right now you just got Toronto as the only team that won't return to the Eastern Conference playoffs. Okay.
Right. Watch who I put in their place.
Okay, who you got in the place of?
Atlanta Hawks will get in the playoffs next year.
That's not surprising. I agree with you on that. I like what Atlanta's doing down there, and I think they can be the 8th or 7th seed. So I'm with you on that. But, ladies and gentlemen, get your pen and paper because now we're going over to the Western Conference. I think RC may kick out a lot of folks on this one. We're going to start with the 8th-seeded L.A. Clippers from last year. The new-look Clippers with the addition of Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, in or out?
They'll get in. Yeah. Man. They'll be a 1, 2, or 3 seed.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We ain't got to spend much time on that one. Number 7-seeded San Antonio Spurs. Really, I don't think they added anybody.
No, they didn't add anybody. So, yeah, Popovich still coaching, they'll get in.
You're right. With Popovich coaching, I get him an 8 seed automatically. 6-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder with Westbrook by his damn self.
Bring them out. Hey, they coming home, baby. They going back to Seattle, if you ask me. They won't be Oklahoma City too much longer. They going back to the summer.
And Russell might not be there by the time they get the playoffs, so we'll see that. Right. 5th-seeded Utah Jazz, in or out, with some big additions that they made.
They're in.
I agree. They stay in. Number 4-seeded from last year, Houston Rockets. Pretty much same team. Haven't done anything.
They'll get in. Unless they do something stupid with this roster trying to get Russell Westbrook, they'll get in.
Portland Trailblazers, like I said earlier, made a good signing in Whiteside. They were number 3 seed last year. Oh, they got swept by the Warriors. In or out?
They're in. I believe in
that. Okay, and we're going to move up to number 2 seeded, the Denver Nuggets. Hopefully they'll get Porter back, but he got another setback in summer league. But they pretty much got the same team, re-signed Millsap to a $30 million contract. Nuggets, in or out?
Man, that's tough because I think one of those teams fall out. So Denver Nuggets coming out.
What? You going to take the Nuggets out from the 2 seed and they not even making it? Wow. RC really putting his name on this one.
I'll explain in a minute.
And the number 1 seeded from last year, Golden State Warriors, the new look Warriors.
They'll make the playoffs.
I agree. Okay, RC took 2 teams out. He took out the Nuggets and he took out OKC. Which 2 replaces them?
The Lakers, of course, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're not surprised.
No, we're not.
And I think either the Pelicans, ladies and gentlemen, or the Dallas Mavericks are going to get in the playoffs. Now, it may not be the Denver Nuggets who fall out, but 2 teams coming out, and there's a fight for 3 spots. There are 3 teams fighting for 2 spots. And I think the Pelicans, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Los Angeles Lakers are going to move somebody out because the Dallas Mavericks quietly have a little – they have Kristaps Porzingis, Luka Doncic. They have young pieces around them. Veteran pieces as well. And then you go down to the Pelicans. They have solid pieces around Zion. He'll come into the league and won't have to be LeBron. He could just be Zion and play with veterans who've been in the league. It's a young core. And then with the Lakers, they're poised to make a – so somebody's coming out. Somebody has to come out. So I think the Nuggets, the reason why I picked them outside of Djokovic, I think – everybody else can be had on that team. That team is just it's a system. So if that system don't click again next year, they won't creep up on people. Put it like that.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, stay tuned to the podcast because we're gonna have much more on NBA free agency as it pretty much wraps up now. As RC mentioned, the Lakers still got a few more spots that they'll be signing, possibly Carmelo Anthony or Lance Stevens or somebody of that sort. But pretty much the dust is settled, but man, a lot of NBA look forward to coming up. But we're gonna switch gears a little bit. We talked about them a couple of podcasts ago. The U.S. women's soccer team, man, the arrogant women that people are calling, describing them around the world. Did you catch what they happened to do today, RC?
I did, and I didn't catch it. I don't catch a lot of soccer, so soccer has to catch me. But as a sports fan, I did come on my ticker that they won the back-to-back World
Cups. Back-to-back World Cups.
And that's
it is, man, and that's four titles that they've had since 2009, I believe. So it's actually now, since 99, I believe it was, or 91, one of them. But they were saying that that the world is actually catching up to them now. They're not going to be as dominant as they were, and a lot of people are hating on them because they're, you know, the one girl is into it. Rapinoe is into it with the president, and they just cocky, they arrogant, they don't know how to win gracefully and all this stuff. Man, we Americans, that's what we do, right, RC?
Right. Well, how do you win gracefully? I done worked my ass off. Yeah, I'm so sick of that. But sensitive error right now, man. How do I win gracefully? If I dunk on you, I'm supposed to pick your ass up. No, when I dunk on you, you jump. Nobody told you to jump. I'm gonna point at you like Sean Kemp, and I'm going back down the court. But we live in a time now where it's like, if you want me, like I remember hearing this about Cam Newton. If you don't want Cam Newton to showboat or do what he do in the end zone, stop me. He said, stop me. So if you don't want them to be arrogant and doing what they do, beat them. I mean, that's the way. I mean, beat them. Beat them gracefully.
Exactly, man. And we going to touch a little bit on got a story in football I want to talk about, man. Colin Kaepernick last week resurfaced. He's been pretty quiet lately, but Nike was getting ready to release this shoe with the Betsy Ross flag on the back, and he had a problem with it, and they essentially pulled the shoe. What's really going on with that, RC?
Listen, man. Nike released a lot of red, white, and blue shoes before the 4th, right? So they killed two birds with one stone. They satisfied the Kaepernick lovers by pulling that shoe, and they still sold shoes that were red, white, and blue. So they won. Nike is smart. Who's ever in that marketing department, they are on top of it. They killed two birds with one stone. And I think Colin Kaepernick, I wish you listened to this show. One day you'll hear from me. I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand what you're doing. I have a lot of respect for you, my brother. But you can't tell people what to do, man. You can't tell people how to feel, man. You can't tell people to believe and to, you know, they'll never see us as their equal.
That's true.
Never. So the thing we have to do is make sure we stay unified and make sure we teach our children to think and to believe in themselves and understand how to deal with police and deal with anybody that wants to harm us because we're different. But to tell people to pull a shoe and don't do this, that, and the third.
Man, speaking of that, man, and I'm going to jump on this real quick because this related to what you were just talking about. On your personal pages, I always talk about how you have, you know, a lot of good information, good quotes, inspiration on there. Man, I actually saved and shared what you said, what you had said on there about let people do them. Why you always got to be so angry about something? Right. And I may not be saying exactly how you worded it, but man, that probably was one of the best things I've read all year, because a lot of people's in the uproar about the shoe thing, about, you know, 4th of July, about this, that, and the other. And like you said, man, some people just want to fuss and complain about something all the time. Let people live.
Right. Everybody thinks their way. Their way is the way. Everybody has an opinion. Social media makes everybody feel like they're important. You know, so you have shit starters out there that just put fake stuff out there and people bite it. You know, like, you know, it's just so much back and forth. And I think, you know, labels create division, and you got a lot of people right now labeling themselves. You know, you got, you know, people with the Pride Month. But there is one thing I got to say is, and I'm jumping off of what we saying onto something else, and this will connect me back, is the Pride Month. We don't have a straight month. And so that's why I mean about labels creating division. You know, y'all have a Pride Month. We don't have a straight month. You know, or what about the people who bisexual month, or, you know, or the people who love, you know, I don't get it. It's just causing so much confusion because we're trying to separate ourselves by saying we're a different type of people. And I can love everybody. You don't have to believe what I believe, and I don't have to believe what you believe for us to get along. You know, I've matured in that
area. Ain't
that
the dang truth, man? Wow. That's actually great. And, man, we coming to the one of the best part, favorite parts of the show, man. But this week, we're going to change it up, and probably in the weeks to come, it's going to be, instead of just being the podcast rant, crew rants, it's going to be the podcast crew rant or praise. You can either rant or you can praise. Okay. And I'm going to start this one off, RC. I'm going to do a podcast praise because I'm just in a giving mood right now. And it's the two people. It's the two people that I'm going to give a praise to. Rob Pelinka and David Griffin, GM of the Lakers and Pelicans, respectively. Right. And I'm going to start with Rob Pelinka. Man, Rob Pelinka, man, first of all, he up the line by Kobe and Heath Ledger. Him and Magic, he got through way under the bus by Magic Johnson. Genie Buss didn't come to his defense except said, hey, he's my GM. But Rob was having a bad day. You know, then you pull off the great trade with the Lakers, with the Pelicans, able to keep Kyle Kuzma in that deal. But then you turn around and didn't have enough cap money to go sign a max player. That was a oops. But what did you do? You figured it out. You got AD to waive his trade kicker. You went out and you got you waited to me too long for Kawhi, but hey, I guess that's what you had to do. But you rebounded nicely, and without Magic, you pulled off the AD trade. You was able to keep Kuzma. You actually filled out your roster nicely after missing out on Kawhi Leonard. So I have to give him a pat on the back for that, man. He was getting pretty dogged pretty heavily before that, so I had to give him that. And on the flip side of that, you go to David Griffin, my GM over there, man. You know, you got a situation where you got a star in the face of the team that wants out, especially in a small market team. That's tough to deal with. But considering the situation and pretty much Rich Paul pretty much said it's L.A. or bust, I think he made a great addition with getting Lonzo and Josh Hart, Ingram and those picks or whatever. And then you turn around and you flip some of those during the draft. You, by the grace of God, you get Zion Williamson and, you know, you go out in presence to get J.J. Redick and Derek Favors. Man, that's a whole different team. And I think it's pointing upward. It's just sad that it had to come to that point where the star wanted out for Gail Benson to realize that we need to get real GMs in here. We need to get real VPs. We need to get real execs. But it's done that, man. And the arrow is pointing up for New Orleans. And right now the Lakers are in win mode. I mean, this is not a rebuild for them. This is win within the next 2-3 years or this year, really. But Rob Pelinka and David Griffin, y'all get the praise of the week this week.
That's good. That was good. That was solid, man.
Very good. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do a praise, uh-oh, and I'm gonna do a rant, and I'm gonna start with the praise, and I'm gonna piggyback the Rob Pelinka situation. Rob Pelinka has had every opportunity to respond in a negative manner towards people who was throwing negative things his way. He could have threw Magic under the bus. He could have said it wasn't me. Anybody listening to that, that's the way to be in this world. People going to talk about you. People going to point the finger. But we don't have to respond the way they respond. And we can take the high road and understand that. Let me work through this situation versus trying to point out other people's negative situations or make people feel like it's like as if Magic was trying to clear his name. Versus thinking about his friend. And I think Rob rebounded well, and I think Rob is going to be fine in the NBA as far as being a GM. So, Rob, great job.
Uh-oh.
Now, the rant, every week I rant, it's either going to be Magic Johnson on the raw ball, and Magic Johnson, come here.
I knew it.
You had an opportunity. You had an opportunity with the Kawhi Leonard meeting to just say, listen, man, this is what it is. Lakers is the Lakers. You grew up here. You know, this ain't, we don't need, what's understood right. Don't have to be explained, Kawhi. You know what it is. No. You want to throw the Lakers under the bus again. You want to talk about it was dysfunction and not, but that's my brother. Like, Rob Pelinka is not really your brother. There's no ties, no blood. Like, y'all were brought together. You wasn't hanging out with him before you became the president of operation. A basketball for the Lakers. So I don't know. That's not your brother. People kill me with that bro and that sis and my day one and my dog. People who call you that, be weary of that when somebody call you their dog. Hey, man, because when you turn your back, they dogging your ass out. So listen. I hope this is the last time that Big Pie-Face Joker resurfaced. The Lakers are finna go on a ride, whether it be to the championship or to the finals or whatever it may be. We're finna go on a ride again. Every couple of years, the Lakers take a ride. And next time I'm in Los Angeles, I put this on my mama. The next time I'm in Los Angeles, I'm gonna get up on that statue and I'm gonna slap the hell out of you, Magic Johnson. And I'm gonna let my wife record me slapping the hell out of Magic Johnson statue.
Oh my God.
Cause I'm tired of your foolishness, man. You gotta stop acting like a Negro,
oh my
man.
God.
Get your shit together. And that's my rant.
Oh my God. I don't even know who that was brought to you by, because I'm just in shock right now. But wow, this man said he gonna slap the damn statue. Oh, okay. Well, I guess on that note, man, we gotta end episode 36. This man said he gonna, I'm still tripping off, you gonna slap a damn statue. Wow. But Magic been wilding out, though, man, for real. For him to be the face of the Lakers or one of the most famous Lakers or whatever, he acting like he ain't never worked for them or something, man. What's up with your boy, for real, though? I don't.
He better, man.
I don't get it.
Like a scarred woman, man.
Oh, Lord, man. And speaking of, man, as we get ready to wrap up episode 36, man, what's up with your boy, Dwight, man? Is it time for Dwight to go into the house?
He's stealing money, ladies and gentlemen, if he get another job this year. He has officially become Lamar Odom. He is stealing money.
Let me ask you this, RC.
Lamar Odom right over there.
How you get traded?
What?
How you get traded, man, two times in one season and you ain't play for neither team?
He's stealing money. I don't even know how he has trade value. Like, what are you getting? I don't understand. Negro hurt his butt.
Oh, my God. The last trade he got from the Grizzlies was a G League player in cash consideration. So when you get traded for that, man, it's time to go to the house. Nobody should even have to tell you that. And speaking of another person, Vince Carter was saying on Summer League that he's still waiting on a call to join up. Is it time for Vince to go to RC?
Man, it's sad when you don't know what to do. Like, even, you know, I don't know, Vince, he don't know how to leave, y'all. So somebody give him a job, though, because I think what's going to happen is Vince going to wind up being forced out of the league, man. You can't, his time is
well,
up.
I'm going to give you an example. My son, he's 16 years old, and, you know, of course, because of me, he knows a lot of old players, and, you know, he's kind of a veteran in the sense of kids his age. But I was talking about Vince Carter the other day, and he was like, who? When you get to that point, it's time to go home, RC. He don't even know who Vince Carter is.
Yeah.
And then when I had to show him the highlight, oh, that's the man that jumped over somebody.
Yeah,
but he thought the man had been out the league for years. So, Vince, you had a great career, man. Go on to the house, bro. I mean, you...
Didn't he come in that draft? Was he in a draft?
He was in a draft with Jameson, Antoine Jameson. Remember, they got traded for each other.
He was in there with Allen.
No, Iverson came before him, but he wasn't far behind it. I think what they had said, everybody that he came in the draft class with is out the league now. He's the only one that's left, and I mean. Oh, my God.
Damn, the Raptors done changed the jerseys. Man, yeah, that's
it is,
crazy.
Man. All right, folks. Episode 36, the free agency wrap-up edition, man. Catch us on Sports Talk 101, the group page on Facebook. Also, man, if you're on Facebook, check out RC page, man. If I ain't giving out too much information, but, man, he's good, man. He's very inspirational what he does. And the one thing I like about this brother, man, he's actually living what he's saying. He's not one of these folks that out here preaching or saying this one thing. And the one thing that he always do, he's going to tell you, I'm not perfect. I'm still flawed. He will tell you that.
Right.
I mean, he's not that one that's preaching and all like this. He's saying he's trying to be the better version of himself every day. So, you know, that's what we all should strive to do instead of just acting like everybody got all their stuff together. But, man, check us out, man. We have a lot of these same topics that we discuss. We're going to get more guests coming back on the podcast. Matter of fact, we got some lined up, but this was a free agency edition, so we're going to – me and RC had chopped that one up. We didn't have no room for a guest this week, so. But, Man, I'm telling you, episode 37. We'll look forward to seeing y'all, and I'm sure we got more NBA, everything else to discuss. RC?
Hey, man, y'all be easy, and I'm sure something crazy about to go down in the NBA, so y'all hold y'all.
Well, it ain't going to be crazy than slapping Matt Johnson's statue, I tell you that. So this man, he can slap.
Stay tuned, buddy.
Yeah, put that on the upload that for real. Man. We'll see y'all episode 36 in the books.
All right, bud.
Man. We'll see y'all.